Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and good evening. You have turned into Tequila Worship on Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Pastor. And I want to start this evening's session a little bit differently because my heart and my mind has been on victims who have it. Start session this evening, just having a moment of silence for Lucero Alcaraz, Trevin Taylor Anspach, Rebecca Ann Carnes, Quinn Glenn Cooper, Kim Saltmarsh Dietz, Lewis Ibel, Jason Dale Johnson, Lawrence Levine, Serena Dawn Moore. Let us have a moment of silence for the lives that were lost, the lives that were taken on Thursday in Oregon.
Sound bless you, Jesus. May
may my sound be sweet to you. May my sound be pleasing to you. May my sound bring you joy. May my sound bring you joy, Jesus. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound. Hey, alama ye de ne ne me ne. Rama Yekele, hear the sound of the redeemed, hear the sound of the ones you've made clean, hear the sound of those whom you've set free, hear the sound of the one you gave the victory, hear the sound of Jesus' lovers, hear the sound of Jesus' lovers. Hear the sound of those in love with you, those who burn for you. Hear the sound of the redeemed. Hear the sound of the ones you've made clean. Hear the sound of lovesick warriors. Hear the sound of lovesick worshipers. Hear the sound of those in love with you, of ones who were in love with you, those who seek your face. Hear the sound. Oh Lord, I want my sound to bring you joy. I want my sound to bring you pleasure. I live to bring you joy. 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 I live, I live, I breathe, I move. My sound is for your glory. My sound is for your glory. I live to bring you joy. I live to exalt your name. I live to give you praise, Jesus. May my sound worship you. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound. Remove everything in me that distorts the sound. Remove everything in me that will cause you to turn a deaf ear to the sound. Remove everything in me. Remove everything in me. Remove everything in me that will distort the sound that brings you pleasure, the sound that brings you joy. I don't want anything in me that will distort the sound you've placed in me. Yeah.
I will tell of the kindnesses of the Lord, the deeds for which he is to be praised, according to all the Lord has done for us. Yes, the many good things he has done for the house of Israel, according to his compassion and many kindnesses. He said, surely they are my people, sons who will not be false to me. And so he became their Savior. In all their distress, he too was distressed. And the angel of his presence saves them. In his love and mercy, he redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them all the days of old. Yet they rebelled and grieved his Holy Spirit. So he turned and became their enemy, and he himself fought against them. Then his people recalled the days of old, the days of Moses and his people. Where is he who brought them through the sea? With the shepherd of his flock? Where is he who set his Holy Spirit among them, who sent his glorious arm of power to be at Moses' right hand, who divided the waters before them to gain for himself everlasting renown, who led them through the depths like a horse in open country? They did not stumble. Like cattle that go down to the plain, they were given rest by the Spirit of the Lord. This is how you guided your people to make yourself a glorious name. Look down from heaven and see from your lofty throne, holy and glorious. Where are your zeal and your might? Your tenderness and compassion are withheld from us. But you are our Father. Though Abraham does not know us or Israel acknowledge us, you, O Lord, are our Father. Again, praise the Lord. Thank you for joining us to Tehillah Worship this evening. I am your host, Pastor Joffrey Hooks, and we are about to enter into our segment of meditation. And so I just encourage you to grab your Bibles, get your Word of God, and find you a comfortable place to sit. And let us just take some time. Maybe you'll meditate on the word that was ministered at your worship service this afternoon, this morning, or maybe you just have a favorite passage of scripture that you want to read. I invite you to get it and to join me as we spend some time in meditation and in the presence of the one true God.
Thank you. Lift up those hands. Let's just worship Him in this place tonight. This is our time to worship Him. To worship Him is to know Him and to love Him.
God, we bless you. We praise you forever and ever and ever. Oh, I definitely love that song. And I definitely love the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good evening. I'm so grateful for all of you joining me on this evening. Those of you who are listening live, God bless you. Those that are on their phones or listening online, God bless you. Those that are checking this out as an archive recording audio, oh, we thank you. I thank you for joining, and I thank you for keeping me up in prayer And I know that those that are my regular listeners know that at about this time we do the word of encouragement. And so this is your word of encouragement this evening. Go do something good for someone that doesn't look like you. Go do something good for someone that doesn't look like you. Not even 4 months ago, we were mourning the loss of another 9 individuals in Charleston, South Carolina. Not even 4 months ago, another 9 people murdered in their church. Racially motivated murders. Now, I'm not sure what the motivation was for this last killing in Oregon, but it was another 9 people. And you know what happened after the one in Charleston? The grandchildren of one of the victims started a movement called Hate Won't Win. Alana Simmons and her siblings started this movement. And I believe this movement should be national. And the movement simply says, do something good for someone that doesn't look like you. And so that's my word of encouragement today. My word of encouragement to you. And you all know that when we come together on this evening, the design is to make sure that you are poured into and prepared for whatever it is this week has before you. And so I pray that this week has before you an opportunity to do something good for someone. Maybe you want to buy something for somebody, a stranger or a coworker, even somebody that you deem to be your enemy, somebody that rubs you the wrong way. Do something nice for them. Do something kind for them. Don't do it in secret. Go ahead, do it openly. Let them know you were thinking about them. Let them know the Lord led you to do this. Don't do it because Pastor Hook said it. Well, do it because I said it. It's all right, but do it for somebody. Let our love just silence all of this hate. And again, I don't know. I don't even know if these latest shootings and murders were hate motivated, but we need to do something good for some people. Do good for somebody. So that is my word of encouragement tonight. And I thank you for listening. So we're going to play one more song, and I'm going to let that song be the last thing you hear. So you have a blessed evening and a blessed week. I love you. I thank you for joining me on this evening and supporting this ministry. I love doing it, but I love it even the more because I have people joining me and listening in. And there's people even spreading the word. So go ahead and tell somebody. We're here every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Central Time, 8 o'clock Pacific Time, 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And those that can't listen on those times, we are archived on Blog Talk Radio. So join me. And I pray that you get something out of every session, every program, every episode. And so we will end with this song of worship. God bless you. Have a beautiful and a wonderful week. Take care.
high. Would you sing that again? Hosanna. Sure.
sing it again, sing it again, you.